The Everson Museum of Art in Syracuse has canceled two big exhibits in 2014 in an effort to shrink a large operating budget. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on the museum's efforts to right its finances.
The museum lost more than $100,000 in 2013. Even by canceling two traveling exhibits for later this year, the museum's leadership still predicts being in the red $500,000 by the end of 2014. The decision to cancel the exhibits was made at a board meeting this week. Recently installed board chairman Gary Grossman says the art museum's philosophy in the past was that blockbuster exhibits would bring in big revenue.
But it hasn't worked. It was a good experiment. It was a noble approach, but it didn't work financially.
This week, the board set up a task force to look at how to improve finances. Grossman says it will focus on increasing revenue, not shaving expenses. The Everson opened in 1968 and houses 11,000 art pieces. The museum is also searching for a new executive director after Stephen Kern left earlier this month. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.